This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, Overby, O-V-E-R-B-Y. The date of birth, July 30th, 1964. Date of evaluation, January 28th, 2025. The chief complaint, 60-year-old female with congestive heart failure. The HPI. The patient is a 60-year-old female with history of congestive heart failure who is referred for evaluation, period. The patient reports shortness of breath, period. She apparently had been evaluated at Sutter and found to have congestive heart failure, period. She has continued with occasional shortness of breath, which she first noted approximately 1 month ago, period. 3 days ago, she reported an episode of chest pain. She was given nitroglycerin times two with relief of chest pain, period. Patient now presents for further evaluation. Past medical history includes one, congestive heart failure, neck number seizure disorder, past surgical history, status post left shoulder surgery, neck number breast implants, question mark. Medications, unknown. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, mother died with cancer and pneumonia. Social history, she denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional, she has had weight gain. Here she has tinnitus. She has postnasal drip. Neck, she has decreased range of motion. Respiratory, she has had cough. Gastrointestinal, she has had heartburn and diarrhea. Musculoskeletal, she reports joint pain, swelling, and stiffness. Neurologic, she has had headache and incoordination. Psychiatric, she reports nervousness. Review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 147/85, pulse 64, respiratory rate 20, weight 328.9 pounds, period. The gastrointestinal exam reveals an obese abdomen, no masses or tenderness noted. Extremities reveal 2+ sitting edema. The impression, 60-year-old female reportedly with a history of congestive heart failure and angina, now here for evaluation, period. The plan, I have ordered CBC, CHEM-20, echocardiogram, and EKG, period. In the interim, we'll start metolazone, 5 milligrams PO daily, Umex, 2 milligrams BID, potassium chloride, 10 milliequivalents BID, discontinue furosemide, start isorcibide mononitrate, 60 milligrams PO daily. An addendum. Records were obtained from Excel skilled nursing facility retrospectively. Additional medical history includes that of one, epilepsy, neck number history of fall, neck number spinal stenosis of the lumbar region, neck number essential hypertension, neck number gastroesophageal reflux disease, neck number major depressive disorder, neck number morbid obesity, neck number personal history of COVID-19, neck number generalized weakness. Medication records, reviewed potassium chloride 20 milliliter equivalent daily, lamotrigine 100 milligrams every 12 hours, lamotrigine 200 milligrams every 12 hours, nitroglycerin PRN, Nudexta capsule 20/10, one every 12 hours for a pseudobulbar effect manifested by mood swings, omeprazole 20 milligrams, one daily, oyster shell calcium D3 500/50, one tablet BID, rosuvastatin 5 milligrams, 1 HS, Lucena 8.6 milligrams, take 2 tablets 2 times a day, Topiramate 200 milligrams, 2 tablets BID. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation on patients. Stacy Overby.